Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Time is so precious. The lucky one who use it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of two bounties from Allah. The majority of people is not aware about it, and they are negligent of it. Health and time. Last couple of days, I share with you two topics. How human being is poor and the pillar of the relationship. And believe it or not, it's too related. And one sister, she sent me some questions about if all is true, what is our goal? And once the pillar is built, can we go change it? Yes. When you look at life, we have a relationship, and the goal and the principle is beauty, is money, to have fun, to be successful. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to give us guidance, all of a sudden, Iman become preference, become number one, and the person start spending his money for Salah, spending his time for Allah, relationship change, everything change, and vice versa. Some people have Iman, and wal'ayadu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them fitna, they start loving dunya, they start loving the toy of dunya, now their time and money for dunya. By this means, they are changeable. But only Iman can change. What about anything also? People change. People change their view, their understanding of life change. Why I call it a pillar? Because the pillar usually in life, you do not change it. For example, if you have Iman, okay, and this is your pillar, your principle, what you're living for, is not something every day you change it. And in the meantime, this it governs us. By this way, the goal according to our Iman, our belief. Look at the people, for example, who into music. Their goal to achieve, for example, certain concert, or to be famous as a singer, you see? By this way, according to your goal and what you're looking for, you will behave. Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, if the pillar is strong, it will give me the vigilant, the understanding, the purpose, the goal, and I will live accordingly. I will spend my time accordingly. I will choose my relationship accordingly. I will gain my money and spend it accordingly. You see? I will have children for Sabilillah. I will have them to be good. I will treat them and training them and give them upbringing and tarbiyah, you know, to be a useful human being for us, for mankind, for the ummah, for themselves, dunya and akhirah. Again, all this is coming from where? The pillar. The pillar make your goal intact, straight. Now let me give you example. I have some email and some texts from different people. I give you example. When you look at our life in practicality, okay? We deal with each other daily. We deal with others. Things happening. Things will happen. How we deal with it? We deal with it according to Allah wa Rasulullah supposed to be. We deal with it for sabilillah. We deal with it for goodness sake. Okay? You remember Luqman al-Hakim, what he said? He said, remember to and forget to. Remember your goodness. And remember Allah and remember death. Remember Allah and remember death. and forget your goodness and forget the mistake and other doing against you. Now, if you take this advice, wallahi, I swear by Allah, is enough if we can handle it. I know people, I said it, and I'm repeating this over and over again in my heart, literally, subhanallah, I said, poor human being, really, al-insan faqir, faqir jiddan. When you do not remember Allah, when you do not remember Jannah, when you do not remember Jahannam, when you do not remember your death, shaitan take over. Now jealousy, envy, this and that, that, champion of dunya, looking to each other, not content, not thanking Allah. When a situation arises, what do you think what you will do? You will behave according to your nafs and shaitan, not according to Allah wa Rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and advice. I give you an example. We talk about it many times. Okay? Things happening in life. Okay? We just arrived or just left Ramadan. And some people still argue and bringing certain things happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 1 year ago. Tell me, is this not poverty? Is this not lunatic? Is not insane? Because all the things inside of you, against people, it will not hurt nobody except yourself. And when you keep negativity and things against people, or against your husband, or your wife, or even your children, or people around you, when you keep it in your heart, where are you going? It will eat your iman. It will eat your peace within. It will eat all the goodness with you. It will not harm nobody except yourself. Poor human being. You see, where is your goal? You can lose a relationship. You can lose a relationship between you and Allah. You lose a relationship between you and angels. You will never have really peace and calm heart. When Luqman al-Hakim, he said, a wisdom, you have to remember who he is. He's the owner of wisdom. When Rasulullah, he said, go to sleep with open heart, with clean heart and mind. Just example. When Rasulullah said, whoever love for Allah, deny for Allah, give for Allah, take for Allah, his iman is complete. By this way, if your pillar is iman, is your foundation is iman, your goal toward iman, your manner and character toward iman, your relationship, your daily activity, everything according to your iman to achieve your goal, to be good dunya and akhirah. And once you do that, now you live happy dunya and akhirah, and all the activity and all what's going on, it will be governed and been treated very simple and very easy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May Allah make us among those. By this way, if I'm living the message, if I'm living with the pillar of Iman for the goal, according to Allah wa Rasuluh, with the right manner and conduct, look at the example I give you. If my heart is clean, all the incidents in life, I let it go and I handle it according to Allah wa Rasuluh. Now, when my heart is clean and peace, I remember Allah, I love Allah, I think about Allah, I deal with people according to Allah wa Rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, everything is simple. There's no accumulation of dirt. There's no accumulation of disease of the heart. And people do not see it. And now, I will be focused in priority. My time, my money, everything according to the priority of life. To gain goodness sake. And look at the opposite. Okay? Wallahi, I know people. Every time they open mouth is rage. Anger. And when you read their word, is anger. But they said, oh, I have no anger. But all the word and everything, complaining. Back and forth. And all about what? Incidents in years. Incidents even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bear witness they manipulate themselves and shaitan manipulate them. And they amplify all this incident. They amplify it and they give it too hot. Even the incident is the worst, whatever. Let it go. Clean your heart. People make mistakes. Which one is higher? The relationship between you and Allah and angel and good people? Or just eat yourself alive? I don't get it, people. I don't get it. This is why the pillar and foundation of Iman is very important. You tell me I remember Allah and this is what I'm doing day and night. Do you think I remember Allah and death and I carry all this against somebody? I don't get it. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, pillar is strong, the foundation is strong, the goal is strong, the character and manner will be accordingly. Now we're spending our time and our money and everything for Sabilillah and everything will be happy. Wallahi, even with the miserable time, it's still happy. And if we do not do that, we will live miserable dunya and akhirah. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is not for you.